Saudi Arabia in the 1970s is the setting for a novel called Adama. It was first published in Arabic in 1998 and has earned the author, Turki al-Hamad, a number of fatwas against him, and has been translated now into English by Robin Bray. Alan Chews has a review.
Adama is the name of the neighborhood where the main character, a smart young Saudi fellow named Hisham Ibrahim al-Abir, a rebellious late teenager, undergoes a formidable and to Western readers by now rather familiar transformation from homeboy to questioning intellectual. His mother and father, of course, want nothing but the best for him, and Hisham's got a good inquiring mind. He reads Western novels and a lot of philosophy. Books are truly his life. But though he has a bunch of jovial male pals and every opportunity to become an engineer or doctor, he eventually falls in with a crowd of clandestine Marxists. With them, he plots the overthrow of the Saudi government in the service of the pan-Arab vision of the Ba'athists. But then he becomes disillusioned with their radicalism. His story has its moments, a sexual initiation scene both gross and pathetic, a spiritual night beneath the stars in the desert of Saudi Arabia's aptly named Empty Quarter. But for most of its length, the book seems like a poor Middle Eastern relative of the traditional Western coming-of-age novel. Scene by scene, Adama is talky, with never enough metaphors to make it anything but a flat-footed account of one bright boy's education. Still, I read it all the way through, and I think it was well worth it, to eavesdrop, as it were, on an uncommonly free voice from a quarter of the world that usually suppresses such pioneers. An empty quarter.
The book is Adama by Turki al-Hamad. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.